number one. From the number one college town in the Big 12. Big 12. We're back with the Purple Project Podcast with Eddie Greer.
The Purple Project Podcast is on. Going behind the scenes of Kansas State athletics, from the action on the gridiron to the octagon of doom, and much more. Plus, making rounds about the happenings in the community. Triple P is loud and proud and ready to take charge in the Big 12 Conference. Podcasting to the Little Apple, Kansas City, and the world. It's the Purple Project Podcast. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What up, K-State Nation? This is the Purple Project Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III, back again for the podcast where we'll always talk about Kansas State athletics, sports-wise, and, of course, what's happened in the community sometimes, of course, here on this Monday evening recording for you for just about a half hour-ish here on this episode. And me and Alex, my co-host, last night recorded the weekly edition of the podcast recapping a basically disappointing loss, no way around it, disappointing loss, opening loss to Arkansas State right here in Manhattan, Kansas over the weekend. Before I dive on into this episode, of course, Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get podcasts, whether it's from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, Radio.com, SoundCloud, and more. I almost said my other podcast. Well, I might as well say it anyway, so I also do the other podcast, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. As well, I said that yesterday in the recording also, so it's a habit. I've been doing that podcast for a long time now, and it's just a habit. Just getting used to saying the Purple Project Podcast as well. It's a handful, a lot of alliteration there, but hey, it's been a lot of fun so far already. This episode will actually come out before the weekly episode, so tomorrow, this will be episode number 21 of Triple P, and then me and Alex's recap of a falling in your face loss to Arkansas State. Yeah, they were a decent team. They are a decent team, but how do you lose there when everybody expected you to go down there and to win the game, especially at home there where you basically coughed up an opportunity there to start the season right. Even, and I'm just going to give a sneak peek there, what we talked about. I mean, we said it all summer long, and yes, it's a weird season and everything else. I understand that. We all understand that by now. I mean, dealing with this pandemic and things like that, but I mean, you can't fall all the excuses really on the players, and not trying to go too hard on it, but it's hard not to overlook that where you had an opportunity to win, and now 2 weeks from now you're facing a devastating chance to start your season 0-2. Oklahoma and Norman in 2 weeks there against Lincoln Riley's bunch there, and you think that Arkansas State exploited that secondary. You got nothing coming to you. Obviously, we know Oklahoma has ruled the Big 12 for a long ass time, and Lincoln Riley, Spencer Rattler, they're gonna be looking their chops, looking at that film, and K-State defensively, that's what's the most disappointing part of the whole loss was the defense. You mean last year, I mean, took a big step forward last year under Scotty Hazleton. Hazleton took the Michigan State job, and they're not even playing this year. The Big 12, the Big 10 ain't even playing one lick of football, at least this fall. And they're trying to make up for it. We're trying to get some spring, but and I don't think that's going to really happen. But, you know, so that sucks on that front. And you bring in Joe Klanemann, to basically next man up type of situation, and I don't know, the lack of aggressiveness was just not there at all over the weekend against Arkansas State. Basically, good teams find a way to win football games. Kansas State did not do that at all. Did not do that one lick in. We'd be sitting here still, though, talking if they would have found a way. I mean, this is weird. This is a whole nother discussion there. I mean, they would have tied some things up here and there. I mean, there's still a lot of season left. Let's not forget, conference play for K-State starts in another week, all right? But we have a lot. I mean, we'll talk Oklahoma a lot next week, but absolutely devastating loss at home. I mean, yes, we're in a weird situation this year. We understand that. I mean, you don't have to throw it in there, but this one, I mean, granted, yeah, Arkansas State had a game up, and yeah, they lost to Memphis. They put up a fight against Memphis there throughout the entire game. So, and Arkansas State had a lot of confidence coming in here, and it showed. I mean, you would have thought going up 21-7, especially the way K-State started the football game. Yeah, hey, we got a chance to roll these guys, or at least, you know, stay ahead of them, not play like the way that we did. So, you know, that sums it up right there for itself. So, yeah, Kansas State well off the mark over the weekend, and they have a lot of work to do between now and September 26th when they take on the Oklahoma Sooners in Norman, and they face a daunting task going down there and trying to avoid going 0-2 and starting the Big 12 a leg behind pretty much. And they weren't even the only team losing to a Sun Belt Conference. Iowa State, and I pretty much called it here on Triple P. Yeah, watch out for this ball game, Louisiana, Iowa State. And sure enough, you know, as much you want to laugh at Iowa State and KU, we're right there with those guys losing to the Sun Belt Conference. So as much as we want to make fun of Iowa State and KU, I mean, that KU was probably expected to lose against Coastal Carolina, which did happen. But 99% of the fan base here in town, here in Manhattan, Kansas, they would have told you we would have knocked off Arkansas. So we would have beat Arkansas State. That did not happen, obviously, 72 hours later. So there is that kind of summary there. And obviously, me and Alex talk more in depth about that. So I'm not going to give that away. So that's going to be Wednesday morning. It will be coming out Wednesday morning or Wednesday night for sure. So with no game this week, probably going to be Wednesday night. So we'll schedule that for sure. So that, be out and look out for that. Be out and look out for this episode tomorrow morning around lunchtime as well. So I wanted to get an update real quick here. I wanted to do an update on my running situation, running races here in town. Obviously, I've been wanting to do this for a while. Haven't gotten around to it until tonight. So I have some time here, and this is kind of the community session of it as well. So yeah, Bill Snyder happened a week from I'm trying to pull up something while I'm talking at the same time. So the Bill Snyder half marathon was last Monday afternoon, or I should say morning, excuse me. And it was always a fun time, obviously. And this would always be my first half marathon. I probably said this before on the podcast, but I'm going to reiterate it again on the podcast. Yeah, this will always be the first half marathon I ran, and kind of sparked a turn in running all these races. And now, this Sunday coming up, I'm going to attempt to do Conquer the Kansa. And yeah, I've been out there hiking on the Kansa Prairie before a couple of times. I might go out there again on Friday, not to run it, but think of a strategy. I have a strategy in place, so we'll see if I even go by that. But with, you know, it's not all about, at least in this point anyways, it's not all about speed like it was for the Bill Snyder half marathon, which the course, this back half, due to the lot of construction around Bill Snyder Family Stadium, ended just before, in between Applebee's and AG's Pizzeria here in town. But yeah, so there's that. So the strat, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, it's going to be, in NASCAR terms, going to be technical, for sure, how to strategize it. And yeah, it falls on a Sunday morning, so it's going to be a 25K race, equaled 15 miles. So looking forward to it, looking forward to the challenge of it. Hopefully, it will be good. That's for sure as well, man. So looking forward to the challenge of that. So I'm definitely have something in place. Excited for that as well. Got a lot of stuff going on with the virtual OKC, and I'm going to be doing in a couple of weeks as well. Got that going on, and we'll be signing up for another half marathon as well. So yeah, this is kind of the season. So kind of try to strategize it a little bit better, but I've been getting the runs in, been feeling. You're feeling pretty good for the most part. So, yeah. Looking forward to that. Yeah, and by the way, yeah, PR last Monday in the Bill Stutter Half Marathon. And felt good. Felt really good. 7th overall. Finished the top 10 yet again in these races. So, and had a streak of top 5 finishes. Well, actually, no. A streak of top 5 finishes overall going on, and that obviously came to halt, but not by much. Fortunately, the guy got me by the end when we reached the park. So, okay, so for those of you who are kind of lost, yeah, the Bill Stutter Family Stadium, Bill Stutter Half Marathon, excuse me, starts on I-70, off of I-70, right near I-70, close to it. K-177 Highway, take that all the way, rolling hills, and no, it's not all downhill, like somebody told my friends earlier, I think a couple of days before, kind of try to trick them into going, and just thinking that, and no, it's not, it's all rolling hills, and that last one before you roll downhill, it's kind of a longer hill, if you will, right there before you roll into a sweeper left-hander and on into the bridge and right into the town. And usually we run all the way to Bill Stutter Family Stadium where we finish on a football field, folks. We finished on a football field last year. Did not happen because of all the construction on the roads primarily. And if that didn't happen, we would definitely finish on the football field this year. But yeah, they got this. We still got the construction still going on in the south end zone, which actually looks pretty damn good. me and my wife went in the stadium for the Arkansas State game of the weekend, looking at that side. I cannot believe this is crazy. Though that is, it's called a Shamrock Zone. It's Shamrock Zone, and that section, that new part of the stadium, is already sold out. Damn. Woo! I mean, that's crazy already. That's not even finished yet at all. So, I mean, it looks really, really good. And when they finalize this project, damn, it's going to be looking sweet. Obviously, I work for a electrical wholesale company delivering, like I mentioned, quite a bit on both the podcasts that I do, delivering all kinds of electrical stuff. So, here in town and also out of town as well. So, yeah, I've been a busy guy the last few years doing that and just seeing that in person. Yeah, I mean, that thing looks pretty damn sweet. So, yeah, that's the race right there. But with that going on, all this construction, with all this project stuff going on, yes, the Purple Project Podcast, whoop, whoop. So, all that going on, and the owners at Manhattan Running Company decided, let's change it up a little bit. And usually the second half involves two tough hills, one on campus, the front of campus, right on Anderson, and the one on Jordan also, that really tricks people up as well. So, and it didn't have to do that, but still, it felt long still, but kudos to those guys for doing that. And actually the race, the last 5 miles ended with going around a couple elementary schools around City Park, through City Park, back on Juliet, and going back to City Park, and then rounding out to one of the main streets in town, Points Avenue, straight on in to cap it, and you make the right turn through in between Applebee's, the finish line, and AJ's Pizzeria. So, man, that's kind of a quick summary right there. Finished 7th in the race there. Another PR in this race. And if you guys are wondering, hour 20 minutes and 47 seconds was the time. Yeah, I finished with two other guys that we were hanging around the 120 mark. And like I told you guys a few moments ago, yeah, the guy from behind me got me. So he was coming on the house of fire. Got me going to City Park as well. But other than that, man, great race. And conquered the contest next on the list on Sunday afternoon. I don't know what just happened to my screen. But anyways, moving on from that. So yeah, a lot of stuff going on from there. So there we go. We got it back on. So I'm going to jump in here and play this real fast.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
EG3, Eddie Greer III for the Purple Project Podcast. Yeah, so running's been going along good. And looking forward to the next race, obviously, on Sunday. Meanwhile, speaking of running, K-State Cross Country, looking forward to another season there. They're focused ahead on a 2020 season as well. And we take a quick look what's going on with K-State, obviously. And I actually just pulled this up literally a few moments ago. That's why I was waiting. What in the world is going on? But I'm going to start with here before we cap it off with the Big 12. Recap of the Big 12 here. Close out the Purple Project Podcast. Obviously, K-State lost on the football field. The ladies soccer team got blanked by Oklahoma State 3-0 in their season opening game after having to postpone it last week. There's K-State starting on the wrong side of the foot here in this soccer game here. 3-0 against the Cowgirls. 10 shots on goal to K-State's 9 shots on goal. Half of them. 5. 3 of them go in the goal as well. And shots on goal for K-State, the ladies. I mean, they started this program a couple years ago on the back end of while I was in school, so only one shot on goal for K-State. Their saves, 2 for K-State, 1 for Cowgirls. Corners, 5-2 for K-State. Fouls, 8-7 in favor of the Cowgirls. Grace Yoakum, Gabriella Coleman, and Olivia Dow had goals for the Oklahoma State team. And apparently, 2 of them with just under 3 minutes into the game. So, not a good start there on that front for the girls in this season opener to Oklahoma State. Here's some of the shots on goal. Kyler Goins for K-State. Christina Baxter each had 2 shots. Riley Dietrich had 1 shot. And then Sky Bonin had a shot on goal as well for the ladies as well. So K-State drops their home opener to Oklahoma State 3-0 here. So here's the schedule. Obviously, we have to keep an eye on this pandemic. Me and Alex have talked about this the last several weeks on the podcast here with cancellations and stuff like that. So this is the at least scheduled, as I talked about here as I'm recording this episode right now. Soccer back to work this Friday. They'll be playing West Virginia, I believe. That's at West Virginia. Yeah, that's at West Virginia as well. Yeah, cross country begins there. I just talked about it a little bit ago. I mean, like we said, we're trying to cover everything. And not just here, at least for this podcast anyways. I mean, the big thing is football and basketball. For pretty much all the K-State podcasts, we're going to try. The goal for this podcast is trying to cover everything, at least for football, cross country, tennis, soccer, yeah, you name it, baseball too as well. I want to get more baseball in it because I'm more of a baseball fan as well for you guys here in Manhattan, Kansas. Or if you don't live here, yeah, we're trying to cover that at least the best that we can. Cross country, going to KU, the Bob Timmons Classic this weekend. It's on 19th, and at least here on the 20th is the Concord Concert here in town at the Concert Prairie. So cross country going to work. And then tennis at home with the K-State Vol Invitational here on Friday. That's next Friday, actually. So actually, we'll cut that off right there. So soccer in action this week and cross country team trying to get after it in Lawrence with the Bob Timmons Classic right there. So that's kind of an update look. It's outside of football because football, very disappointing, as I already talked about on the beginning episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, close things out here this evening with a look around the Big 12. I already mentioned K-State grouped with Iowa State and KU with their respective losses against Louisiana and Coastal Carolina. There, West Virginia handing it to Eastern Kentucky, back-to-back, giving up 50-plus points. West Virginia hangs 56 on them, 56-10. K-State's next opponent next weekend on the road, well-documented already, 48-0 over Missouri State. Texas ranked 14th, 59-3 over UTEP, and Texas Tech escapes Houston Baptist at home in Lubbock, 35-33 there. And then obviously we covered that. A couple of games were postponed. SMU, TCU, Louisiana Tech, and Baylor were postponed. That moved up that slot. And, I mean, we can't look at a crystal ball now, but if that would have stayed in its original slot, I mean, who knows? But, I mean, easy 11 o'clock games. I mean, you got to get up and be ready to play. I mean, there's no ways around it. I mean, yeah, 2:30. I mean, well, K-State would have been, I mean, they should have been ready to play from the get-go, and they were, but they really slacked off as the game went on, and that built up the confidence of the Arkansas State team. So, big, big game. Obviously, the Big 12 open for K-State, hopefully, in two weeks. So, again, you know, with all these cancellations going on, you just don't know. It's a day-to-day process, people. I mean, we have to sit and wait. I mean, Chris Klieman said it last weekend. I mean, he was really nervous right up until almost less than 24 hours to go. I mean, K-State had a lot of players missing over the weekend in that football game. And, I mean, Alex Barter, and I'm not going to give it away because I already gave you a sneak peek. You have to tune in on Wednesday. Download the episode tomorrow and Wednesday. Back-to-back episodes of Purple Project Podcast with EG3. And, of course, my co-host, Brian Mimman, of course, we will definitely talk more, get you guys ready for Oklahoma in next week's edition of the podcast. So, yeah, already behind the eight ball. You can't afford to do that. And it kind of ended the podcast the way I started it, pretty much that. Hey, I mean, K-State, I mean, I've said it over and over, and you're going to hear me say it again. You got to win the games that you have to win, and K-State did not do that. I mean, happy to see football back. I mean, even without the traditional sold-out crowd, not the traditional tailgate before the game, whatnot, due to the obvious, but glad football's back. But on the same front, I mean, you saw some ugly football in college football in NFL, besides my teams are involved anyways. So, but yeah, K-State, they got work to do, and we're all going to see. I mean, this is a week-to-week basis here. See who you have down there when game time arrives. And that's going to be daunting task considering, yeah, Fox 11, another 11 a.m. kickoff. down in Norman, and yeah, they're gonna have a little bit more than K-State than we have here in K-State land, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have a chance. I mean, hopefully, you know, this team can bounce back. I mean, that's the way it comes down to, And there's just a lot of work to do on all five facets of the game. So we'll see what happens on that front for this team coming up as I'm recording this podcast. Obviously, Monday night football is going on. So K-State, a lot of work to do moving forward here after losing to Arkansas State 35-31 over the weekend here at home. And that's the other thing, too. Yeah, we don't have our crowd, but the student section actually filled up 85%. It was about 85, 90, I should say 90, because they were out full force still supporting the Cats out there. But, man, I mean, you gotta look at it, you gotta shake your head of what might have been. Hit a couple big plays here and there, and the story is a little bit different than what we're talking about right now. But a lot of what-ups, but now you have to move on forward for the Cats. They have a big taunting task. I mean, yeah, we upset them a year ago. Me and Alex will definitely talk about that on next week's episode. But, yeah, a lot of questions. I mean, I said this in the primer. I mean, we're going to get our questions answered, and we already answered some of them already, and a lot more questions are going to be asked between now and the kickoff, 11 a.m. kickoff down in Norman. So, yep. Follow me at Eddie_EG3 for more. And then, of course, the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. And the latest new K-State podcast. Again, I told you already, we're trying to cover everything besides football and basketball right now. And football, not off to a good start. And neither is K-State Lady Soccer after getting shut down by the Cowgirls last weekend as well. So, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, Radio.com, SoundCloud, as well, the Purple Project Podcast rolling, episode 21 in the books here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III saying thank you for tuning in. Download this episode again. Tell a friend here in town or your K-State alum, K-State fan, please spread the word about the Purple Project Podcast, baby, where we are off and rolling. If you miss up any episodes of the Purple Project Podcast, you can definitely get caught up on that as well. So, up next with K-State football, and try to get situated again here for the closing out music here, and yeah, so next with K-State, obviously top five team in the country coming up in the Big 12 opener September 26 on Fox. Eddie Greer III saying thank you once again for listening to this edition of the Purple Project Podcast. We will talk to you soon. Go Cats!
listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.